not to help you navigate the problems and challenges. It is to be an encouragement to someone else in the areas where you're succeeding. And above all else, it's at that essential pit stop. Even a Formula One car, as technologically advanced as it is, requires a pit stop at some moment.
At least one.
Yeah. Refuel, change tires, and just get you back on track and say, yes, I'm doing okay. Mm-hmm. And for those who are on the right path, it's a pat on the back and say, keep going, buddy, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
If probably there's a bit of wheel alignment required, that'll get that wobbling out of the way.
Absolutely.
To the ladies that are listening in, it's the greatest gift you can give to the man in your life.
Mm.
I think to be able to invest in a ticket for the man in your life would be the best gift that you could probably give him.
Mm. And yourself.
This is the return on investment for that 250. Exponential return on investment.
Yeah.
Exponential.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do the right thing. Send that man, even if it means dropping him off and saying, hello, I'm going to leave you at this spot, and when I come back, I should find you at this spot, and then you must tell me the benefits of having brought you here.
Comprehensive report.
A one-pager.
Yeah.
Just do me a one-pager.
Yeah.
So it's definitely worth attending,
and
I would encourage everyone to be there.
Fantastic. So that's Brave Men's Conference 2026 on the 6th of June.
Yes.
So before you go, before I let you go, please say a word of prayer.
Will do.
You obviously have been in touch. You are aware of the different pressures, of the different burdens that the men that come to the conference face and carry. And I know you are best suited to address those.
Thank you.
Even now. So I'll ask you to end with a word of prayer.
Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the gift of life. We're thankful for the opportunity to still be of service to the kingdom of God, even as we live out our lives. We thank you, Lord, that your word says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good deeds and glorify the Father who is in heaven. We pray, Lord, that by the deeds and works of our hands, we shall be a blessing to those around us, especially the men, O Lord. You know for a fact that their challenges and struggles and difficulties, and the default setting for most men is to cower away from being vulnerable, cower away from being open and honest about the situations they're facing, and rather put on a brave face because that is what they've been taught to do. Instead of putting on a brave face, Lord, we ask that they shall be genuinely brave and say, I find strength in highlighting my weaknesses, because when I am weak, that is when he is strong. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you led the way and showed us the path that a brave man should walk. We ask now that even as the Brave Men's Conference 2026 comes to pass, it shall be a turning point for that dear brother who is struggling and facing challenges that he does not know where to take. We ask, O Lord, that even for those who have been walking the faith and with strength and honor, they shall be encouraged and empowered and recharged and rejuvenated, knowing that they are not alone in their walk. For Lord, we are peculiar people. We thank you, Lord, that even in that peculiarity, there will be a testimony. For those who are facing a test, let their lives become a testimony. For those facing a challenge, let them be the ones who challenge others to be resilient and to be strong and to face every situation and circumstance that comes their way. And now, Lord, as we conclude, we ask that you shall bless Paddy, even as he uses this platform for the greater good of the kingdom of God. We thank you, Lord, that this ministry reaches far and wide and touches people that you may never have an opportunity to meet this side of heaven. But we thank you that through the power of the airwaves, he reaches out to people and gives an encouragement and a motivation and a strengthening and an uplifting to those that listen in to the ministration of his word and also for the music that he plays. We ask, O Lord, for success at Brave Men 2026, and ask, O Lord, that in all things the glory shall return only to you, that no man should boast that it is a work of our own effort. We ask all these things in the blessed and precious name of our soon coming King, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And amen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And
thank you, Kamiza Chikola.
One parting shot. A shout out to Ango Malama.
Okay.
Who I think will be a very confused man this morning because he wasn't sure who he was speaking to just 1 week ago on Africa Freedom Day. And yeah,
are you serious?
Yeah, true to form. Yeah, the mistaken identity thing. He said, and he said the following words: "My wife always listens to your show on Sunday." And I didn't have the heart to tell him, you've got the wrong guy. Yeah, but I said, amen. And so Uncle Balama, I don't know if you can tell who's who, but God bless you.
Shimpunde sent a message: "Paddy, are you talking to yourself or are you interviewing someone?"
The story continues.
Oh my goodness. Oh, Malama, big shout out to you. And thank you for tuning in every Sunday. But for the last time, Brave Men's Conference.
Yes.
Date?
6th of June 2026.
Time?
9 hours to 18 hours.
On the DOT.
On the dot. Not 901, not 9 hours with 1 second. 9 hours on the dot.
And who should attend?
All men above the age of 16.
See you there.
Yes, sir.
All right. Come in. Have a wonderful... What time... What have you been to church already?
No. I'm good.
What time does the service start?
The service has started, so I'm doing second service today.
Which starts at what time?
At 10:30.
Ah, you make it.
I'm good.
You make it. Thanks for coming through, brother.
Thank you for always having a chance for us to come through and talk about Brave Men's Conference. Truly, truly grateful.
And see you next year.
And see you next year. Same time, same place.
Same
place. Absolutely.
Same place. So that was Kamisa Chikula from Miracle Life Family Church talking about Brave Men's Conference 2026 next Saturday from 9 to 18. And it is exactly 9 to 18. I have been there. I can testify. I can verify and confirm they start on time and end on time. 250 kwacha gets you in. And the blessings, oh my goodness, you can't even put a price to that. We continue the gospel show. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 8. We'll go for a break and come back with some more music.
Looking for high quality automotive parts at affordable prices? Choose Dental. And Automotive Equipment Limited is Dental's authorized distributor in Zambia. From spark plugs and filters to wiper blades and more, Dental is your trusted global brand known for reliability and performance. For more information, WhatsApp Automotive Equipment Limited on 0975-813323. Or visit our website at www.aelzm.com. Dental delivers quality you can count on.
Automotive equipment, because you deserve quality.
In Accra, customers can wait. So can the Fufu and Souf, because the penalty is about to be taken. Bragging rights can wait. In Durban, Sears officially lost his title as Braai Master. The Vols are burning because he's checking out who got a red card. Sleep can wait. In Praia, Zhao's alarm has found him awake because the game went into extra time at 2 a.m. Basically, the world can wait. Why? Because with all 104 matches, 4 dedicated channels, 10 African teams, everything can wait. The FIFA World Cup 2026. From only 255 kwacha. From 11th June to 19th July, live on Supersport, only on DSTV and GoTV.